Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat that like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, The Chubby Gourmet. Chubby is a fellow MGTOW and has a YouTube channel where he travels all over the world to show you people's delicious recipes, as well as his own. Some of his dishes are simple to prepare and delicious, perfect for single meals. We can now leave the washing of dishes for the females. My favorite video is called The Secret of Beautiful Breasts. No, not these breasts, but these ones. So what are you waiting for? Check out Chubby's YouTube channel in the description. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number 1, what's up with women telling everyone that they're cat moms and that their pets are their kids? Some even pushing them around in baby strollers. No, they aren't your children. But they still are technically your family. Many women still have the instinct to nurture something, and if it's not Chad's baby, it's a chihuahua. As far as I'm concerned, if cats are kids, then toilet paper is money. Technically, it is money on Taco Tuesday, though. Moving on, Susan Smith here ended her boys in a lake 30 years ago, and now she's saying that she would make a good stepmom. Well, she's a reformed mom on account of being in prison. So of course she can if you believe in rehabilitation. I'm just glad they never let her out and she's in there for life. But just look into those eyes. She's so far gone that you could see the wall behind her through them. Number 3, when you approach a woman and she gives you one word answers, that's your cue to stop talking to her. If women want to talk to you, they start up a conversation. If women aren't approaching you or talking to you at all, then they aren't interested in you. It took this simp 3 questions to figure it out. If a woman gives me a one-word answer, I usually stop talking to her. When I match up with them on an app and I say hello or some sort of greeting, they ghost me. They're just looking for validation about their looks. App next, Emily Ratajkowski says, "You're a misogynist if you don't like Taylor Swift." But who the hell is Emily, and why should I care about what she says? Who wouldn't be a misogynist after listening to her music? Here's a picture of my year when I hear a Taylor Swift song. Number 5, this woman says she realizes that if she were to break up with her husband, she'd be able to have every other weekend off. But what does it mean when women make jokes like that? But I didn't think she was making a joke. I think she was testing the water to see what her husband would say, as well as get any attention for being sensational. If she's serious, then she could be partying every other weekend and club hopping looking for Chad. But I think she's disrespecting her husband and he should lawyer up and give her what she wants. Or at least threaten to. Moving on is a new term I heard called foids, or femoids, which is an incel term for women. Someone says that foids will be this short and still demand a man that's 6'5" plus in height, and of course she will. They all want the same guys. But there's no such thing as femoids or female incels. All women, even if they look like Broomhilda, can still get a man from time to time. Number 7 is your friendly daily reminder why you should stop dating. Because 33% of women admit foodie calls or dating for free meals. I think the other 67% are lying about it, and the only 33% admitted to it. This has only ever happened to me once near the end of my dating years. It's disrespectful, and the only way I'd ever get together with a woman again, don't worry I won't, is if I met them in person and there was chemistry before we ever set foot in a restaurant. Up next, this guy who looks like discount Justin Timberlake signed up his mom for OnlyFans, so he could get more pocket money, and he's very supportive of her new career. Below their picture is their son in hell, with the devil bowing down to him. Looks like entrepreneurship is getting really competitive these days. Justin here also looks like he can't stop staring at his mom's tater tots. Number 9, an angry woman confronts a blind man at a gym, and accuses him of staring at her. I bet he didn't see this one coming. But to be fair though, he thought he smelled trout, so his head was turned in that direction. This is why guys need to have home gyms, even if they're blind. I wonder why men can't have male-only gyms the way that women have Curves for Women, a women-only gym in Canada. Oh, that's right. Because women need to control every aspect of male social life and interaction with others, so they can monitor what we might say about them. Moving on, here's an image of female diversity quotas wrecking hard-working men just trying to get jobs. And once women get those jobs, many of them tend to go on maternity leave. The solution for those men is to start their own businesses and stop applying to jobs they'll never get. Number 11, this woman put up a GoFundMe campaign to help her because she's a single mother and needs support. She basically wants her entire salary from the looks of it. Why do simps have to support her? Where are the daddies? I would rather give the money to an animal shelter instead of paying for some 304's mistake. It's not our fault that the baby daddies don't stick around after sticking it in her. Up next, this is what it looks like if you support her and another man's kids. Yeah, you probably see yourself as Superman. The major inaccuracies here are that a single mom would never be that hot, and that child isn't biracial enough. Any man that takes care of children that aren't his is just an unpaid babysitter. Remember that it's the weakest and thirstiest men out there that become stepfathers. Number 13 is an image of Western society. You have Chad the Capybara, or Chatty Bara, with his harem of gorgeous guinea pigs. And then you have the incel mouse being a wage cuck, keeping the soy society from collapsing. But what happens when eventually the blue-pilled simps that can't get any action walk away from the treadmill? We're now entering that stage and it looks a little bit too early for AI to step in and replace them. Moving on, before Joe Biden dropped out of the race, Jim Cramer said that Biden will never drop out. Looks like the reverse Cramer indicator works yet again. When Cramer loves a stock or an asset, it goes down. When he hates it, it goes up. Cramer is the gift that keeps on giving if you understand the opposite of what he says always happens. Unfortunately, most people believe him, and that's why he lies. He's the ultimate financial clown. Number 15, Sharon here is pissed off because she was seeing a guy for 2 months and she ended it. Because she wasn't ready for a relationship, and he said it was great and have a good one. Then he blocked her and ghosted her and didn't put any pressure on her to stay with them. And she's the one that's devastated after ending it with him. Because she says she's devastated because he respected her decision. No, she's upset because she has less power over that man than she thought she did. Plus, he didn't let her stir up any drama and she's like a pissed off child that had her favorite toy taken away. Up next, this Chinese fatfluencer dies of overeating while live streaming herself eating for 10 hours straight. I can't believe she exploded all four of her stomachs. This is how a land whale meets her end, and I think that we should nominate her for the Darwin Award this year. Mukbanging must be a psyop to get rid of the useless eaters. Literally. By getting them to overeat. I wonder if they were able to do a transplant for somebody with their liver, or if it was just too badly damaged from overeating. Number 17 looks like one of my predictions came true. I said that New Pork City would be cutting off police staff to help pay for migrants. And that's what happened. As grape has now surged 11%, as vulnerable migrants depleted the police fund. Women voted in Democrats, so they voted for this. The illegal migrants will stop coming to America when the quality of life is better in their own countries and the welfare money in America runs out. Then again, it's probably just the Hegelian dialectic. Create chaos and then offer solution as a politician. Moving on, the cartoonist George Alexopoulos does it again, with this poor kid upset that Biden is done. But not to worry. Because Kamala is here, and she's going to show him how it's done on the Washington Monument. And people said that art is dead. In this case, it really looks like art imitates life. I hope she didn't forget to put her knee pads on before and going out there to get some campaign contributions. Number 19, Joe Rogan says that Canada is experiencing a full-blown communist takeover. And that 10 years ago, Canada was an awesome place to visit. Some people say that Canadians are asleep to this reality. I think they're just more busy worrying about how to pay their bills and survive these days than anything else. Canada's quickly heading down the road to become a third world slum status country. Up next are the words of Esther Vilar, the author of The Manipulated Man. She wrote a book about how badly women manipulate us dudes, and in this quote she says that the free man has no place in society, and that the man that is held up as virtuous is the one that works his whole life at a soul-destroying job. A free man is rejected by society, but a slave man is welcomed into its midst. Was she predicting MGTOW or something? Number 21, this woman's 12-year-old son is crying because she deleted his 5-year-old Minecraft world. And she wants to know how to explain to him that it's just a game. She could always say that she's training him for the real world when one day his future wife wrecks his marriage and takes his house. Because that too is just a game. A game for a woman, that is. 5 years of a person's time isn't just a game. It's an emotional and time investment. Moving on is a networking 101 course with Inigo Montoya, telling the men that ended his father hello. You killed my father. Prepare to die. He offers up a polite greeting, telling the guy his name as well as a relevant personal link, and then getting the guy to manage his expectations. The world would be a lot better place if people were more direct instead of playing games and not telling others their true intentions. This is great nostalgia bait. Number 23, you know your soy society is over when we glorify women that describe what it was like having sex with her dad. Looks to me like the wokeness cancer has metastasized and has to be stopped before it spreads to other nations. But good luck with that, as the internet carries it far and wide. The left wants to destroy itself and take everyone else down with it. This makes me wonder about what Joe Rogan would think about this woman's relationship with her father. Up next, the sign says that it takes someone 3 seconds to decide if someone else is attractive. Some would say that no amount of game would ever change that. The only thing that can is if somehow you gained a ton of special status. Then a woman might consider you. But not for you, but because she's attracted to the status itself. But for the most part, unless you're good looking, you'll have to settle for a terrible looking woman or no woman at all. Number 25 and the last one, on one side you have Barron Trump, raised by Donald Trump, and on the other side you have Ella Hoffman, raised by Kamala Harris. I wonder who the mentally stable and mature one is. I guess this just shows you that Kamala can't do anything right except for repeating the same line, unburdened by what has been, over and over again. As for Barron, maybe he should have been named Alexander because he looks like the spitting image of Alexander the Great. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal and subscribe to our links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.